Paul in the Energy Corridor writes to us this morning. He says, my daughter's doctor said that he recently had a patient who had a mold problem in their house that contributed to serious medical problems.
And it can.
Yeah, it sure
certainly can.
Her doctor is recommending to all his patients that they get their houses checked out for mold. And he recommended two do-it-yourself approaches. And being that this is a do-it-yourself kind of show, he wants to know which one's the right one.
Okay.
One is some sort of collection device that attaches to the air conditioning air return, and the device is subsequently sent to a lab for analysis on types and quantities of mold spores.
And that's not really a do-it-yourself, but I can comment on that. That's how it should be done. If you contact a lab, they will send you devices to put around your home, not necessarily on the register itself.
Mm-hmm.
And after a certain amount of time, they would like you to put some on the inside and the outside of the home. So the mold measured on the outside is comparable to the one on the inside. You send it back to them, then they do their research on it.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is if you have more mold inside at any one time than outside, then you could have a potential problem.
Sure.
So that's how they check it. But I wouldn't really call that do-it-yourself because it still has to go through the research lab.
Well, then you really like the second approach.
Yes.
The second one is a smartphone app.
Oh, that's absolutely the way to go.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, you can just ask your Nest thermostat.
It not only finds mold, but
it'll tell you.
It not only helps you find mold, but Pokemon, too.
Yes.
No, okay, it says the smartphone app turns the phone into an infrared camera to detect where the mold or moisture might be behind.
Infrared cameras don't test for mold.
Wait, it gets better.
Okay.
It detects where mold or moisture might be behind the walls. So it's not just an infrared, it's an X-ray infrared camera. Okay, what
infrared,
part of this?
First off, let me comment on infrared cameras. They are used for moisture detection.
Sure.
They are not. Everybody buys one and thinks they're a mold expert.
Right.
In Houston, you can point it at your forehead and get a mold reading. I mean, it is really wet sometimes out there.
That would explain some things with my teenager.
It is really not a good device. It is only something that will spark your interest into researching more into that area, but it is not an end-all. And we've used them in different examples when we teach our students this at HCC, but it is not something that says, there's mold, and it is, in fact, it's not going to find mold. It only finds moisture. It has nothing to do with mold. So the doctor's wrong.
Like every good story, this one has a turn.
Okay, go right ahead.
Paul continues, however, we haven't seen, by the way, Tom says that about infrared, and I'll tell you this about apps. Give me a break.
Oh.
Okay? Don't do that.
I'm not sure. I asked somebody what an app once. He said it's an application. Okay,
yeah,
that was it. That was like
but
really helpful.
The app idea is, you know, that's from the United States of don't do that stupid thing.
Isn't that like a Candy Crush app?
That's exactly right. And probably just as his app.
Maybe you can find mold with a Candy Crush.
Anyways, he says, we haven't seen any sign of mold or moldy smell or visible mold in the house. We have a good roof and hardy siding put on by one of our home show pros with no leaks. What
sure
is your
fine.
Recommendation on detecting mold? And you say,
first off, I don't think you have a mold problem.
Right.
But if you feel you do, call Nova Testing in Conroe, Texas. Dr. Paul Pierce, he's always been my go-to guy. They're one of the leading researchers in the United States. They're called in when people have severe mold problems, mm-hmm. and they're pretty sure of it.
Sure.
But he will send you a kit, and he will test, and chances are everything's going to be fine. If you look at the real mold problem that was discovered in Cincinnati decades ago, it was in a low-income housing that they had let the building go, and the baby started spitting up blood, and they were having brain hemorrhaging from the mold. And that's how this whole mold issue started. And then there was a lady in Austin that had some severe problems, too. But the bottom line is, if you have mold sickness, you're going to know it. It's pretty bad.
And the fact that you recommend Nova Testing is important because it goes to what we talk about, home show pros. They're not even a paid sponsor of
the show.
They're somebody we just trust there, and we consider them a home show pro because
and in many cases, it's
their work.
Absolutely. In many cases, it's just make you feel better because you find out that's not the issue.